For most of its history, Lazarus stood apart.
Lazarus wasn't a store to shop at downtown. Lazarus was the store, the only store we shopped at.
Ming Sickles Fisher was a frequent shopper at the downtown Lazarus. The current store opened in 1909 after moving from its original location. Its clock tower, now removed, helped define the city's skyline. It was a meeting place for people like Deborah Roth.
Lazarus was always here. It was faithful. It was like the landmark of Columbus. If you told people, I'll meet you at Lazarus, they knew right where it was. You know, there was no mistake in that. Nobody had to ask, where is it at? Everybody knew, and it was just like an icon of Columbus.
A trip to Lazarus was more than an errand. It was an event, says Frank Goodrich.
It wasn't just a shopping adventure. It was an experience that you were going to experience a lot of things when you did come to the department store, other than shopping.
A Lazarus sale was like no other, says Ming Sickles Fisher.
When Lazarus had a July sale, you better be prepared. The islands would be mobbed with people snatching and grabbing and trying to get the bargain ahead of the neighbor standing over there. It was just a mob scene. But it was lots of fun.
Lazarus was a measure of life's milestones. A first haircut, buying a prom dress, or a suit for that first job interview. For Frances McNulty, Lazarus was the goal of her first solo trip downtown.
When I turned 13, my mom said that I could have my first outing alone, so I could take the bus downtown to Lazarus all by myself, and I could eat lunch in the Colonial Room and have the famous celery dressing, and then take the bus back home. So that's one of my favorite memories.
Ah, that celery dressing in the Colonial Room, one of Lazarus's many restaurants. Retired Chairman Charles Lazarus says in the days before the shopping mall food court, they recognized the value of a good meal close to shopping.
And we used to use the restaurants initially to pull people through the merchandise so that the restaurants, when we first built them, were in the farthest location we could find. Well, they were our pride and joy. We had 9 of them in this store over here.
Whether it was working in the chintz room or in the shoe department, for many Central Ohioans, Lazarus was their first job. Some stayed their entire careers and were joined by family members. 3 women in Dora Susi's family collected Lazarus paychecks.
My mother started here in the early 40s. She retired in the early 70s and spent her entire life in one department, Front Street Level Shoes. My sister and I both joined her for not that many years, though. And between the 3 of us, we had over 70 years in shoe business. So Lazarus is a very big part of our lives.
During its heyday following World War II, some 4,700 employees worked at the downtown store. Retired Chairman Charles Lazarus says employees were part of a team.
Associates means they're all on a level. They're not employees. They're the same as management or anybody else. I was an associate the same as anybody else was.
Robert Lazarus now serves as assistant to the chairman, but he rose through the ranks.
After college, my first job was in what was then the annex, and it was selling tulip bulbs and crocuses and hyacinths. It was in the fall, which is the time to sell those, and I was quite an expert on them, but I wasn't quite sure when you planted them, if you planted them this way or that way, so I'm afraid that I may have sold a lot of tulip bulbs and they ended up growing down instead of growing up.
If some of those tulips did not bloom, other things blossomed for countless workers. Russ Arledge's Lazarus job led to love.
I was working in the display department and she was working downtown as a secretary for one of the buyers. And the job opened up in the display department and she took that job and that's where I met my wife. And we've been married now for 27 years.
For more than 9 decades, the downtown Lazarus provided value, merchandise, and memories. That era will soon end. Mike Thompson, WOSU News.